The Reagan administration's top official on foreign aid says the Ethiopian government has not given adequate priority to getting emergency relief to those affected by the current drought. The administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Peter McPherson, told a congressional committee that Ethiopia's lack of cooperation in relief efforts has led to confusion over where and when food is needed. Mr. McPherson said despite political differences, the U.S. has sent more food aid to Ethiopia than any other donor. Meanwhile, the Ethiopian Charge d'Affaires here in Washington made an urgent request for food and supplies to aid drought-stricken Ethiopians today. Mr. Temene Asiti said that over 900 metric tons of food is needed, plus the air and ground transportation required to move the food into the most needy parts of the country. Responding to comments by USAID Director McPherson, Mr. Temene said food shipments are being held up because Ethiopia's main harbor is small and congested. Mr. Temene also said that his government was ready to cooperate as fully as possible with the distribution of humanitarian aid within Ethiopia. In the past year, Western donor nations have stepped up food shipments to the government in Addis Ababa, where at least 7 million people are threatened with starvation. But as we hear in this report from correspondent Dan Robinson, who recently returned from a visit to Ethiopia, many Western aid officials believe the amounts are far below what is needed to avert a real catastrophe.
What we see, having the experience, having the organization to do something for the drought-affected, we see a tremendous lack of food to run the programs and to save lives. And we feel that one of the major and critical problems of this moment is the lack of grain in the country.
Tom Curiel is regional representative of Norwegian Save the Children in Addis Ababa. He is one of a number of people in the relief community in Ethiopia who say the amount of emergency food coming into the country is insufficient to deal with millions of starving people. Aid workers describe a growing hunger crisis in almost every one of Ethiopia's 14 provinces, affecting at least 7 million people. Earlier this year, Ethiopia's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission asked the international community for 450,000 metric tons of grain. As of July, about 150,000 had arrived. However, aid sources say it is unlikely all of the remaining food will come in before year's end. They say that spells disaster for thousands of people. Aid workers like Tom Curiel blame the donors for the slow response.
Ethiopia is, unfortunately, a country that is affected by drought almost every year. But this year is particularly dramatic. And in spite of the fact that the government has asked the donor community to respond to this particular drought, very little grain has arrived in the country or has been pledged so far from donor countries in the West.
Why is the emergency assistance arriving so slowly? Some relief officials say the Ethiopian government itself took too long to issue its aid request. Others, like Tom Curiel, say the donors just haven't acted fast enough.
It's hard to say that one country is better than the other in giving, but knowing that some countries have the potential to provide grain for starving people in Africa, we think, not on behalf of the Ethiopian government, but on behalf of those who are starving, we think that they should do more.
Another problem is transportation. The Ethiopian port of Afar can unload 2,000 tons of food a day. Only 1,000 tons can be moved by truck in drought areas due to a lack of vehicles. The result is that in some provinces, as many as half of the people receive no food. In response to new Ethiopian government appeals, more food is being pledged. The United States recently announced another $7 million, more than 16,000 metric tons, to be distributed through private and United Nations organizations such as Catholic Relief and the World Food Program. 18,000 more tons have arrived from European community countries. But even if pledges are increased now, enough food will not get to Ethiopia's drought-stricken provinces in time.
We hope that our appeals, our reports to our home offices, our reports to the mass media will awaken the donor countries to focus on Ethiopia and on the catastrophe that is slowly developing here, and that the donor community will then respond in a way that the catastrophe will not be as big as it could be. if the world continues to respond in this sort of passive way that we have experienced so far.
Tom Turiel of Norwegian Save the Children on the deteriorating hunger situation in Ethiopia. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Nairobi.